Call this meeting for the Committee on Budget and Finance on Friday, September 5th, 2025 at 3:30 p.m. in the Frankie Sudo Papa President's Conference Room. Moving on to agenda item two, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item three, roll call. Vice Chair Barris.
Present.
On Zoom. Senator Huang. Absence excused. Senator Custer.
Present.
Zoom. Senator Lawson. Tardy excused. Senator Lucchesi.
Present.
Senator McAndrews. Absence excused. Chair Maselli, present. Senator Moss.
Present.
Oh, and Senator Packard. Sorry, I missed you.
Present.
Okay. The quorum is present. Moving on to agenda item four, public comments. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item five, adoption of minutes. I am seeking a motion to adopt agenda items 5A through D through unanimous consent.
So moved.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, agenda items 5A through D are approved. Moving on to agenda item six, reports. There are no reports at this time. Moving on to agenda item seven, old business. Agenda item 7A, last time we talked about the fall 2025 financial review schedule, that is out and has been distributed to the accounts. And yep. So you can all see that. And I also shared that in the chat. Agenda item 7B, data collection follow-up discussion. So I just wanted to let you all know that I sent a standardized financial review form to the first three accounts we were doing financial reviews for, which is legal services, programming, and pack rides. And let me share my screen. Actually, let me just send it in the chat. And so I made this and sent it in there, and I ran it by Sandy. And I think it just incorporates everything we sort of talked about. And so I'm hoping that this really just standardizes the way we do the reviews. I got it back from pack rights and programming, but have not received it back from legal services. So the agenda is up without legal services input for next week's meeting. But if you could all just take a look at that, and it doesn't require any legislation because I met with Sandy and Wei from accounting, and we are going to have all the information available to us to produce a report at the end of the semester. This doesn't require any legislation. It's just something to make life easy. We send it to the accounts before their reviews, and then it's done. And so they sent that back to me. You can see it on the agenda that's posted for next week's meeting. Hopefully it makes it easier for all of you to just look at it and please come up with a question or two that you want to ask each account so we can be productive and do our jobs during the reviews. And if we need to discuss on how to improve that form, we can always do that and for the next round of reviews too. Are there any questions on that? Something in the chat. Oh, Matthew Hong's here. Okay, seeing none. We'll move on to agenda item 8A. Upcoming legislation. So there was a request to tap into the capital account. And basically what that is it collects revenues from the Wolf Shop. And this is really, I think, the first year that we've ever actually had positive funds from that, because we've always just been using those revenues to pay off debt. And so They want to replace technology in this room and another room in the CSE. And we were supposed to see that for first reading in Senate, but since Senate was canceled, it'll probably just come around to our committee later. So I just wanted you all to know what that was, and we'll be talking about it for first reading. Agenda item 8B, our financial reviews preparation. I sort of touched on it already, but I shared the financial review form, and the agenda is up for next week. And so, everybody, could you please just prepare a few questions and read through their responses? And I'll also share the Workday account summaries that Wei and Jared sent to us. They have a ton of financial information, and so we are going to be able to use that to produce our report and conduct the reviews. So make sure to look at all of that before Wednesday so we can have a productive meeting. I don't think each review will take any more than 20 or so minutes, but I just want us to be diligent and do our jobs and ask questions. And also just be inviting and welcoming to these accounts. A lot of times it's intimidating to do financial reviews. We're not trying to do that, and it should be pretty straightforward. Are there any questions on next week's meeting? Nothing. Senator Lawson, I was just explaining that I sent the standardized financial review form in the chat. Programming and PacRights filled that form out and sent it back to us. And so that's on the agenda for next week's financial reviews meeting. And please come up with a few questions for each account when we review them. Okay. If nobody has any points or questions or anything, then we can move on to agenda item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, then I'll move on to agenda item 10, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 3:37 p.m. on September 5th, 2025, in the Frankie Sudocava President's Conference Room, in person and on Zoom.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Logan.
you.
Thanks, Logan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Logan.